In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, where they just scared the living hell out of me with a tree lighting outside the studio window. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for being here. Wherever you might be, we appreciate you. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, for joining us to talk all things NFL. We're minutes away from kickoff in Detroit between the Lions and the Dallas Cowboys. Some major playoff implications tonight. Dallas Cowboys winners of 3 straight. The Lions have lost 3 out of their last 5. It looks like Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to try to give it a go tonight. But I'm going with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are surging potentially towards the postseason, especially if these Eagles fall off. Well, thank you to Jason Lockenfora for joining us in the last break. We got an update on Giannis Antetokounmpo. No, not him being traded, but the fact last night that after there were rumors about his unrest in Milwaukee, he went out there and he has a calf strain. He's going to be out at minimum 2 to 4 weeks. Jalen Carter is now out for the Eagles. Things are not going to get easier for them. Mark Andrews, Baltimore Ravens, gets a surprising contract extension today. Yeah, the last time you heard Mark Andrews in any national way, he was dropping a pass in the NFL playoffs that could have cost the Ravens a chance to advance to the AFC championship game. And we got more to get into. Tomara Zarley is going to join us to talk NBA from Clutch Points. He'll be here in about 20 minutes. We got Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum says he wants to play with his kid. His kid, his son Deuce, is 18 years old. He's like, I could play with my son in another 10 years. Okay, sure. Russell Wilson may have a job lined up already. We'll get into that. I'm talking about post-NFL. And then speaking of the NFL is going to make some major changes to its field conditions all across the league. I will explain. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to get into. You want to be a part of the show? You can. I believe in you. You can call me. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Damn. Man, I swear I was in the studio for the tree lighting last year. They had no fireworks. Botcher, I got up and looked out the window on the commercial break. They're out there with glows. They're having the time of their life outside.
Yeah, it's of course. It's December 4th. Who isn't having the time of their lives?
They got. I don't got no glow sticks in the studio.
Well, you should ask for one. They'll be like, hey, toss me one. They'll probably toss one.
Who's going to toss me a glow stick?
I don't know. Someone who's outside.
I am on the, I don't know, floor, 8th, 9th floor. I'm high up, bro. Ain't no glow. How am I going to get a glow stick from the street?
There's got to have someone with a good arm.
And I'm in a studio. You think these windows open up?
The ones over here, some of them do.
Bro, ain't no window that opens up over here, okay? I just look down. I see the Christmas tree. People are living. They're eating. They're drinking. They're throwing glow sticks around. And there's somebody outside on stilts. They got fireworks. You know what? I'm. I don't. Who am I kidding? I don't want to be out there. I don't want to be
It's a parade.
Seat. It's a parade. It's not a parade. It's
sounds
a
like it. Stilts, glow sticks, fireworks. God,
they're celebrating Christmas. They lit up the Christmas tree. So, boom. They lit up the tree and then fireworks. You heard the fireworks on the air.
That's Christmas is still 3 weeks away. That's yeah, far.
But they lit the tree up so people can enjoy it for the Christmas season.
I know. But at the same time, I can light a Christmas tree any time of year. Am I in the Christmas spirit?
You going to light up a Christmas tree in July?
No, of course.
Oh, okay.
But
of course.
People do have Christmas trees up 24/7.
Yeah, I know. Listen, this. Have you heard of the Christmas tree store? You heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever needed to go in there.
Yeah, but it's Christmas all year long. It's just you. If you want to have Christmas in August, you take your ass to the Christmas tree store, okay?
Get a good deal. Half off, probably.
I don't. You know what? Good point. I ain't trying to think about Christmas till it comes around. So, nah, anyway, shout outs to everybody out there. I hope you're in a holiday mood. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to the phone lines, okay? We got a lot of people here, a lot of opinions. Let's hear from Lee in Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to tell you right now, the way I'm looking at it, I think it's going to be a repeat, a 40-year repeat of the 1986 Super Bowl between New England and Chicago.
Okay. Okay.
The way the things are going.
You think, wait a minute. What? Are we bringing back the Bears? Like, are we doing that? Or are you talking about this iteration of the team?
I'm talking about this iteration of the team. No,
you believe in the Bears?
I think the I think the Bears are going to heck. They're seventh overall in the NFL in total offense. I think their defense can hold together well enough. And I think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. And the Patriots, I think, are the most underrated team in the NFL. I think that those are the teams from the AFC and the NFC that are going to make it to the Super Bowl.
All right, listen. They have I look at Caleb and I say to myself, can this guy complete, I don't know, like 65% of his passes, can he get there? I'm not sold on him yet. It's not like he's going out there and helping to drive things eventually in a postseason. He's going to have to.
Of course he is. But I think he has the ability to do that, and I think that he's going to step up because he's I really feel that way. And like I said, Let's face it. It's plus 6,000 for those two to go to the Super Bowl, and I've already put $100 down on it. So yes, sir.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well, Caleb, he hasn't shown it in the NFL yet. I think he has the potential to. I don't know if it's all of a sudden going to pop up over the next 2 months, but hey, wilder things have happened. If you win some money, send me some. Okay.
I promise you, I will, brother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate you.
Thank you, JR.
All right. Peace out. And shout outs to Lee for calling from Cincinnati, man. If we get a New England Patriots, Chicago Bears Super Bowl, I'm not throwing something at my TV. I know that there are people out there that do. You know, those people that go viral on social media, somebody throws an interception, and then wham, the next thing you know, they done threw a shoe in their 55, 60, 70, 80-foot-inch television. Not me. If I bought something, I ain't destroying it. I don't care how much money I got in the bank. I'm paying for something. I'm going to make sure it lasts. But if I got to look at a Bears, botcha, that's not happening. Impossible.
Not to disrespect Lee, but like I'll take the donation of $100. It's just I don't see the experience of Drake May being there in the playoffs, one. And then two, I don't want to say Caleb Williams. I have no faith in him to be a playoff caliber quarterback. But when I watch Caleb Williams play, there's too many easy misses. And there's too many mistakes that tell me he's not going to be in the Super Bowl now. I'm not going to say he's not going to develop into that, but I can't see it this season.
Yeah, man, he's throwing you out the Super Bowl before you get there. That's my point. So I just Lee, I'm glad that you put your money down on it. Okay, if you can walk away and make $6,000+, I forgot what he said he put down. But if you can make some real money on that, then good for you. Otherwise, you couldn't give me and Boncho the $50 or the $100. Me and him could have split it. I get a good lunch for $50. Boncho, what would you do with $50?
Save it. No. Probably use it just for train rides.
A train ride? What is a fare? A one-way fare in New York? Is it $3?
$2.90. Yeah, basically $3.
$3. And did they get rid of the MetroCard machines already?
MetroCard machines are going out of service in like 2 weeks.
Damn.
And then there'll be Omni.
What a relic. What the heck is Omni? You just tap your phone?
Basically, you can tap your phone one, or there's like a special, it's a new MetroCard. It's called Omni. It's just easier to connect to your phone and bank accounts.
What happens if I don't have a phone? What happens if I don't got this electrical tap stuff? How do I get on the subway besides jumping or going under?
I think they'll have Omni machines, or the tellers, or the people there, the assistants can help you. God.
This is so crazy, man. What are we doing? This is where they're spending everybody's money, huh?
That, putting the people, there's now guards at the doors, excuse at stations.
Me? Guards?
Yeah.
Not police?
Police are at the platforms, like patrolling, but there's also people that stand in front of the exit doors by the turnstiles. So nobody can like hold the door open.
So make sure that you don't steal a subway ride.
Yes, and you've they stand
it.
There.
I know you've done it before.
Oh yeah, of course. But
what?
No. I've never intentionally.
You steal rides. You jump the turnstile.
I've never jumped it.
You went under. Known.
I've gone under and I've gone through the door a couple times.
Whoa! Wow.
But not enough. Okay.
What a rebel.
I've been scammed a couple times by tapping something in school and not working. I had to pay out of pocket. It comes back to them.
Comes back to who? Oh, you're talking about the MTA. So you're saying it balances out.
Everything balances out.
You know that's stealing, right? Theft of services? That's stealing?
Yeah, I know.
Is that a misdemeanor? That's a misdemeanor. It can't be a felony.
Yeah, wow. They don't have proof, though.
Wow. Yeah, everything's on camera. What are you talking about?
Oh, and then they could have a ton of misdemeanors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what do they say? They lose a few billion dollars a year on fare evasion? Here, let's look this up. What do you look?
I'm going to guess $250 million.
Oh, no. I think more than that. How much money lost fare evasion New York City? Here we go. Yeah, let's see. What do we got? You saying a quarter of a billion? Oh, my God. You're wrong, bro. Estimates for 2024 reaching nearly $1 billion. And lost revenue from unpaid tolls and fare. So that's the subway and people with the busted up license plates.
Okay, I put more of the blame then on the tolls because it's $9 to drive into Manhattan.
And it costs more? What do they got that stupid thing called now?
Congestion pricing. It's $9 to get into Manhattan, and then that's not even counting the bridges and tunnels. So
you got to pay not just to cross the bridge, but to go below a certain street. What world is this?
Yeah, and it's supposedly to promote and take care of the MTA.
Subway system, which is old as dirt and operates on a system that's 100 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Where's Thomas the Train Engine? Is he more efficient than the New York City subway?
100%.
Oh, my God. What a waste. Anyway, you could take your $50 and it'll be gone in no time on all the fare. And thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. What a bet that is. New England Patriots and Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's something only a gambler could think of. Like the guy who called the other day, I forgot, we were talking about college football, and he called to ask me about Michigan State basketball. Why? Because he's trying to win some money, okay? Don't worry about it, folks. Sooner than later, you can get all the gambling advice you need. It won't be from me. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of advice, who needs advice from this guy? Prepare yourselves. Russell Wilson is going to be on your TV screen this upcoming Sunday on CBS. Why? Because, well, we know he doesn't have a starting job. And the last time we saw his team play, he didn't play. But the New York Giants lost to the New England Patriots on Monday. So we got an announcement that today Russell Wilson is going to be in the studio. He's going to be a guest analyst on CBS. Listen, we're already getting the setup for the next step of Russell Wilson's career. Get ready. You'll see him on television talking the NFL for the next forever. And we know he's good for a quote, whether it's corny or good. I don't know, man. Listen to this man. Sometimes he could be good. Sometimes he could just be rather cringy.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Perfect.
Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be. And I think I have an alter ego. His name His name's Mr. Unlimited.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
Oh, my God. That's him trying to be funny. So we're not going to get any jokes on Sunday, right, from him? No jokes, just football?
The only joke might be him.
Oh, boy. You know what? I actually think he would be good on television. Like in a studio show role, I think he'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
You get his opinions in and out. He knows what he's talking about. I think he's very clear and concise. There's no room for him to be a cornball unless he really forces it. I think he'll be great.
Yeah, any place where he can stay buttoned up and just stay in character and focused on something at hand, that fits him well. So
which character? The cornball or the I'm sophisticated and rich and wealthy?
Sophisticated. Okay. He can pull that off in studio.
Easy.
Just don't put him next to Gronk or someone that breaks character or breaks the program often.
Gronk is on Fox.
Oh, yeah. So he's good then.
Yeah. Russell Wilson is not a Fox type of guy. Could you see he'd be forced to have a personality next to Gronkowski and Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw. You know, CBS is very football. I mean, they got Bill Cowher up there. And, it's very straightforward. So I think that's good for him. I think he'll do good. And so he's already setting himself up for future past playing. And if I were him, I think that's a good idea. As many teams as he's bounced around with over the past couple of seasons. Good luck to Russell Wilson. He seems like a Hollywood type guy. And the more that he's on camera, in front of a camera, the better it is for him and his future. So he's not going to sit around and retire. He's let his wife do the music thing, and he's going to be on TV. So consider this an audition, but I think he would actually be great on television. Do I want to listen to Russell Wilson call an entire game? No. May that be the future? Maybe. Maybe when he's retired, he's calling games like Tom Brady. Could you imagine? I'd have to really keep my devices and TV on mute. I'm just joking, Russell. Maybe I am. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of people moving on to the next step in the next phase, we know Giannis, he may want out of Milwaukee. We know that Chris Paul has been sent home from the Clippers. So many rumors about point guards, even the future of Zion Williamson. Things are pretty busy in the NBA right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Tomer Azarli, who covers all things NBA for Clutch Points. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we got Thursday Night Football, but we got a lot of news going on in the NBA. We got people going, people coming, guys getting hurt. What else is new? Joining us right now to talk about all the goings on in the NBA right now is someone who writes, covers all things NBA basketball for Clutch Points. Welcome back to the show, Tomer Azarli. Tomer, how are you, man?
I'm great, Jared. Thanks for having me. I'm great. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm perfectly fine. I know you're based out in L.A. Things not fine with the Los Angeles Clippers. God bless them last night picking up a victory here in Atlanta. How the heck did we get here with Chris Paul? And what do you think is next for him when he's eligible to be moved? Is there going to be a team that's going to try to snatch him up?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, this was a very, late night for myself, early morning for me, and a lot of the people covering the Clippers and the NBA. This seemed to be developing over several weeks here. I think, I think Chris Paul is a very abrasive style of leadership that, when you're a star in this league, I think you can afford to have that. And, everyone kind of follows suit. When you're the 15th man in your final year, it's a little bit different. You can't rub people the wrong way. It could backfire. And I think, the last several weeks as the Clippers have been losing, Chris, again, he just has a certain leadership style, and it just wasn't vibing with the rest of the team. And I think he got to a point where, the Clippers had enough. They already were losing games. They didn't need to hear any stuff on the side. And I think they just figured, we need to go a different direction. It didn't work out. And we're just going to send Chris home. It tells you how bad it is that this came – at 3 in the morning Eastern time when the Clippers are on a 4-game road trip. This is a team that – this is their franchise, one of the best players in their franchise history, if not the best. And so that just speaks volumes to just how, bad the situation had gotten over the last several weeks to the point where they did that. The Clippers can't really cut him right now. They're kind of stuck in this, cap purgatory, I guess you could say, because of the first apron. They're so close to that first apron line, and they don't want to pass it. So for now, they're going to keep Chris Paul on the roster and just but keep him at home. He won't be with the team. And, once December 15th rolls around, players are eligible to be traded. You'll see some moves potentially being made. A guy like Kobe Sanders, the second-round pick from this year, has played really well, and I think he could be a guy who could be converted to a standard contract. I think that's probably the priority number one, especially with Chris Paul no longer the team. But I'm not sure where Chris Paul goes from here because, again, I think he's wanted to be close to home, mostly to be with his kids. His son is playing ball, and he's been coaching him on the side. And so it really is a mystery right now to see what's going to happen. Maybe, cooler heads prevail, and they find a solution to maybe send him to the Lakers or send him to a nearby city. But Chris Paul has very much enjoyed being home. He's talked about that a lot. And so the fact that he, will not be playing here anymore does put into question the rest of his NBA season. There's a very good chance he might just be done and not play again if he's content with being home and being around family. So still some things to kind of figure out and see how things develop. But December 15th is that big day. Once free agents are eligible to be traded, I think then we'll have some clarity on what the Clippers do, what Chris Paul does as well.
So Mayor Zarli is here with us, covers all things NBA for Clutch Points. Well, we know Chris Paul is towards the end of his career. Giannis, although he's dealt with quite a few injuries over the past few years, is getting ready to turn 31. It's been apparent that he would probably like his way out of Milwaukee. Doesn't necessarily want to force it and lose some of his face. But at the end of the day, he goes down with an injury. Do you think he's going to finish this season with the Bucks, or are we looking at a trade deadline situation when he's healthy that he gets moved?
Yeah, I mean, this Giannis thing has kind of been brewing for a while. I mean, if you follow the NBA, follow the Bucks situation, I think it just felt like this was always coming eventually. And so, the injury obviously is at a very, very poor time when I think the Bucks need to put some wins on the board, at least to call some of the noise around Giannis and his trade request, reported trade request. This feels a lot like, I think if you remember a couple of years ago, before Kevin Durant was traded from the Nets, I think he also suffered an injury leading up to that. And then he was traded to the Suns around the trade deadline. I believe it was a calf strain as well. So I think we're looking at a situation here where, yeah, that they're just going to use the next couple of weeks here to let Giannis heal while also fielding trade offers and seeing, you know, what can kind of develop here. I know Giannis is, he loves Milwaukee and that fan base loves him. So I think they want to make this as, you know, quiet and seamless as possible, if that is possible. And so I think, yeah, you'll probably see a move closer to the trade deadline when a lot more teams have put in good offers. And, you know, that deadline, there's going to be a team that feels like they're on the cusp. And they maybe want to put in a good deal for a good offer for Giannis. And, I think we're in a weird space, though, because, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder have been so dominant, it feels like no one's going to beat them, regardless of who makes the move. And so I'm very curious to see if a team like the San Antonio Spurs feels like they can make the move and pair him with Wemby and make a move, you know? I think the Thunder technically do have the pieces as well to make that happen. They have a very, very enticing first-round pick from the Clippers right now, and also the Jazz, I believe. So they have the assets and the contracts to make it happen. So, there's a lot of different possibilities, and I think teams will certainly line up to try and trade for Giannis. But this feels like it'll be much closer to a trade deadline-type deal than any time in the near future, especially with the calf injury that he just suffered the other night.
So, Mayor, we know that the NBA trade rumors and drama always dominate the league throughout all of the season. And even now, there are rumors about Zion. And I mean, how and why would anybody want to trade for him when he can't stay on the court? And then we've even seen rumors about Ja Morant, who's been unhappy. And we know LaMelo, who's had to dispel trade rumors. Trae Young didn't get a contract extension that he's looking for. I mean, outside of someone like Giannis moving around, who do you believe in the league is most likely to be moved at some point between now and the middle of February?
Well, I will say this. I know things haven't worked out with Ja Morant so far in Memphis, but, you know, I've been told that he wants to stay in Memphis. He's not looking to be traded. He wants to figure it out and make things happen. Now, that may not be him. I know that at the end of this season, he's eligible for an extension. And so we'll see what those talks even look like, if they want to extend him at whatever max. All those guys, you know, those guys I think we've named Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, Ja Morant, Zion Williams, and all guys who, you know, have been solid players. I'd say Trae Young is probably the top of that bunch, but guys who haven't really panned out so far as leaders, you know, as guys who can take their team to the next step. I think Trae Young might be the only exception to that. But again, he's been injury prone. His big numbers haven't always resulted in wins for the Hawks. And so, and now they've been playing a lot better. Since kind of giving the reins to Jalen Johnson and letting Dyson Daniels take over, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker's playing really well. So I think those are all names you could see on the trade block coming in February. But, look, I mean, you do have to wonder what some of their value is. A guy like Zion Williamson hasn't been able to stay healthy, unfortunately. He's a phenomenal talent, must-see TV when he plays, but, you know, is he worth more than a first-round pick? Is he even worth a first-round pick at this point, knowing his injury history? And so LaMelo Ball, again, a guy who puts up numbers, but doesn't necessarily equate to wins. And so you do wonder, what are you getting out of these guys? Some of those guys feel like a change of scenery is needed, just because, you know, some of these guys maybe think that they can do what they want. And, you know, once you change a team or two, then you realize, okay, you know, it's not so sweet. I got to lock in. I got to play better. I got to, you know, do what it takes to win and not just put up numbers. And so, some of these guys, I think, do need a change of scenery. I would say LaMelo and Zion probably at the top of that list. But it really just depends on who's willing to offer what, who feels like they can, you know, best position their team to use them. So it comes down to a lot of different things. But I'm curious what those guys even go for on the trade market. Honestly, I think there's a lot of questions around that, how healthy they are and what they can go for on the trade market.
Well, so, Mayor, we know everybody is trying to make a trade, most teams, to try to go ahead and get closer to a championship. You mentioned things in the West with Oklahoma City. I mean, they're 21-1 right now. Everybody else is just two steps behind them. But when it comes down to the East, the Detroit Pistons have taken an additional step. They're currently number one in the Eastern Conference. And the Toronto Raptors, even though they had a slow start here at the beginning of the year, they're now right behind them in front of the New York Knicks. Even Miami is playing a different style of basketball, speeding things up. So what are your thoughts on who legitimately can come or maybe will come out of the East?
Yeah, the Eastern Conference is fun. I honestly did not expect the Detroit Pistons to take as big a step as they did, especially losing, I believe, Malik Beasley to some of the issues they had. But adding Duncan Robinson was big for them. Jalen Duren taking the steps that he did to improve. Kate obviously improved. They have a two-way guy. I forgot his name, but he's been phenomenal for them. 17-5, yeah, I don't think anyone had Detroit as the number one team in the East, so. I mean, it's still early, but it seems like they're a team that's going to be a force to be reckoned with this year. One of the top scoring teams of the East as well, one of the best defenses. Miami's also been very impressive. I think considering how many games they've had missed from Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Norman Powell's missed a couple. They've been, a very, very, one of the best defenses in the league so far. And one of the best offenses as well. So, another team there that under Coach Spoelstra, again, they're no big name flashy stars, but they're the ones who are getting it done, doing all the dirty work and making teams really hate to play against them. So, New York, I think we expected to play well, but for them, it really comes down to the playoffs. How do they, match up against certain teams? Sometimes it comes down to matchups, simple as that. So I do want to see what it looks like with Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns. They're another team that could choose to pursue Giannis Antetokounmpo, at the trade deadline. So maybe a move there, whoever they have to give up for that could be the move that takes them over the top, or maybe they have enough. We really will see by February. Cleveland also struggled a little bit more. I think they're 13-10 right now. They've lost four of the last five. A team I expected to be a little bit better, but again, it's just still early in the season, and you want guys to peak at the right time towards April. So, I feel like Detroit, Toronto, even Toronto, I mean, a very, very deep team. Emmanuel quickly spun well, Scotty Barnes, RJ Barrett, like those guys have taken big steps there in Toronto. I don't think anyone had them as the number two this early in the season. So, honestly, I have no clue who's going to come out of the East. It feels like it'll be a mix of Detroit, Toronto, New York, or Cleveland. But oftentimes it really comes down to matchups and who's healthier. We've seen that happen at times. Who knows what happens if Tyrese Haliburton doesn't suffer that calf strain in game seven. We could be looking at a brand new champion and an entirely different discussion, this year. So really comes down to matchups and health. But, yeah, Detroit, Toronto, Miami, New York have all been incredibly impressive so far to start the year.
Yeah, this is why they go out there and play the game. Say, Tomer, we appreciate you for coming through and chatting some NBA with us. Please tell everybody where they can follow, find you, and all of your work.
Oh, appreciate you guys having me. Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter or X, and Instagram at TOMERAZARLY. My work is on clutchpoints.com. Do some NBA stuff for us. Going to be at the NBA Cup in a couple weeks, and I just had the big story about Chris Paul and the Clippers' departure recently. So, appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
No doubt about it. And be well. Enjoy the games. Happy holidays. Shout out to Tomer Azarli for joining us here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to your calls, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you the NFL you just heard a lot of the potential changes that could take place in the NBA. The NFL is basically mandating a massive change by the time we get to 2027. I'm going to tell you what it is on the other side of the break. But hey, guess what? Right now in Detroit, we got a Thursday night football game going on. To get an update on that game, to get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, it is time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
No, nobody's called me that. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you so much to Tomer Zarley for joining us from Clutch Points to talk some NBA. I think at this point, we've reached the point of the season. I know that they're driving towards the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. I'm still not all that sold. It doesn't get me going. Like, who won it last year? Boccia, was it the Bucks? Do you remember?
Was it the Pacers?
See, I don't know. How many times? They've done it twice already, huh? Or three times?
Twice. The Lakers won the first year because it was funny because they're going to put up a new banner.
Bucks.
It was the Bucks? Oh, wow.
No. It was Lakers, Bucks, and then Pacers, right? I guess? No?
I guess so. Let me double check.
We don't know. But that's the point. Like, in-season tournament, it don't got the juice yet. Now, I do know there is a difference right now. The upcoming one, or the current edition for the 25-26 season, I know that's going to be on Amazon, so the NBA Cup still doesn't get me going. The only time I really remember that they got this thing going on outside of the ugly courts is when I look at the schedule and then we still have games that are TBD because, you know, you got to schedule who plays and who doesn't when they start getting to the knockout round. So, yeah. Who was it? We've had three champs already?
Still looking.
Oh, my God.
All I know is that nobody really cares besides the players. Just because
they get money, right?
They get a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, here we go.
2023-4 was the Lakers. And then last year was the Bucks.
Oh, so it's only been twice. So the Pacers didn't win.
No.
Yeah, they done it. Yeah, I was
the
like,
the Pacers lost to the Lakers.
Oh, that first time. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Look at us. Look at we know. Nobody cares about that stupid thing. Good luck. Look, basketball's basketball to me. If it ain't the finals, then is it really a championship? I know the NBA, soon enough, they're going to try to juice things up. Maybe they add in EuroLeague teams and whatnot, but we're not there yet. Not yet. I'm going to tell you something that is about to change with the NFL. I'll tell you about that momentarily. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Eric is calling from Halifax, Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Well, I'm going to put something on that guy's parade that was talking about the Bears. He better take a look over his shoulder because there's five other teams that could knock them Bears right out of it. You got the Eagles, you got the Packers,
yeah.
You got the Rams, you got the Seahawks, and San Francisco. Now, I go along with the Patriots, but I think they're a Cinderella team. I can't believe that they're on top. But the team that scares me in that particular conference is the Broncos. Nobody's talking about the Denver Broncos. I mean, they're not a bad team.
But they're winning all these games by like the skin of their teeth, like barely. They're barely winning. Their defense is good, but who's looking at Bo Nix to help him win anything? I don't think we're in like 1999 or 2000 where you could just have a strong defense and pray the quarterback doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, to win every round, you got to score some points.
Yeah, but look what the Chiefs did in years gone by, winning by the skin of their teeth too.
Yeah, here's the difference. I said you got to have a quarterback to get you over the hump. The Chiefs have had one of the best quarterbacks that we've ever seen on an NFL field. Broncos don't got that in no Bo Nix.
No, that's true. I agree with you. I mean, he's a good pick, the Patriots. I mean, they're blowing everybody away. They're sitting on top.
Maybe not so much. They got a great coach and solid young players. Here's some numbers for the Denver Broncos. They might be 10-2. They might have won 9 straight. We saw what they did having to go out there and beat Washington in overtime on Sunday. But here's the deal. 7 of their last 9 victories have been by 4 points or less, okay? And on this 9-game winning streak, every single one of those wins, they've lost. They were trailing at some point in the game.
Okay.
And their last 4 wins have come by a combined 10 points. I mean, that margin for victory gets, or error, gets smaller, you know, when you're in the postseason taking on the best.
Oh, I know. They only scored 284 points to date. They've given up 218 compared to the Patriots, 241. They're 6-0 at home, 4-2 on the road, 2-1 in the division, 6-2 in the conference, and 4-0 when teams playing out of their conference.
Everybody,
come on now, you've got to give them a little shot anyway.
I can give them a little shot. I'm not discounting them, but I'm saying I'm not gonna hold them in high regard to do this all the way through the postseason. I'm not gonna count on that one.
Well, your buddies in the NCAA basketball last night did me a great favor. I won $350. NCAA basketball last night.
You won money? You did?
Yep.
All right. You coming to Atlanta to buy me lunch?
If I ever get to Atlanta, I'm looking you up.
Okay, I'm not hard to find. You can find me on Peachtree Street, okay? Just ask for Odyssey JR. I'm going to be easy to find, okay?
Hey, listen, here's what I got in the NCAA tonight. I got Robert Moores upsetting West Green Bay, whoever they are.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And I also got C.S. Northridge beating C.S. Bakersfield.
Damn. How many games do you gamble on?
Last night I bought almost 16 tickets.
Oh, my God. All right, you're busy, huh? Keeping busy.
Well, I'm a statistician.
Oh, well, that's different. That's a good reason to gamble if you're actually looking at the numbers. Are you winning or is the house beating your ass?
I lose sometimes, but right now I'm having fun.
Okay.
I'm playing combos, okay? I'm going combos. I'm spending $14 on combos. And like I say, last night, the combos brought me in $348.
Okay. Well, buy me lunch. When you get tired of the weather up there, come to Atlanta, okay, Eric?
Well, you want to hear we're both so Florida beating Utah State. You like that?
Eric, why are you ignoring what I'm saying? I said, when you get tired of the weather, come here and take me to lunch, okay?
That's no problem. All right, then don't forget about my Broncos.
All right, good luck to them Broncos. Thank you, Eric, for calling from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Man, what's the temperature up there right now? I don't even want to know. It's cold here in Atlanta. Bacha, what do you think the temperature is up there? I'm going to say 15 degrees. I'm going to look right now.
I'm going to say 5. In Fahrenheit, of course.
In Fahrenheit. Let's see. Why did it screw me over? It sent me to Halifax, Nova Scotia Temple. I don't want Temple. I want the temperature. What is it right now? Let's see. Oh, okay. It's not that bad. Only 29 degrees. Not that bad.
But okay. It's snowing.
So?
It feels like 10.
Oh, that's what it shows on? Yeah, I don't got the real field temperature.
Yeah, it feels like 10, but it was 41 degrees this morning.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, New York is cold. Damn, it's 27 degrees right now, bro. It's colder in New York than it is in Nova Scotia. How about that? There you go.
Yeah. It's warmer there, but it's more moist. It's dry here.
It's 45 degrees here. Let me tell you something. It don't feel like 45 degrees outside. Let me tell you, man. The weather here right now in Atlanta sucks. All these people outside in that tree lighting freezing their asses off. Well, good for them. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, what the heck is going on in this? At the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you the major change the NFL is making in 2027. It's a league-wide change. The Detroit Lions currently lead the Dallas Cowboys. They just scored a touchdown, and so the Lions lead 10-3. Okay, we had a one-yard touchdown run. Jahmyr Gibbs up the middle. This is what that guy does, one of the best running backs in the entire game. And so it looked like things were going to start off slow, but as it stands right now, and this is still the first quarter, there's about 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go. The Detroit Lions lead the Dallas Cowboys 10-3. As it stands right now, the Dallas Cowboys side, they're trying to get things going. 6 yards of rushing offense. Dak has only thrown for 29 yards. And Jared Goff, he's already thrown for 76. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who came in with that ankle injury, he already has 2 catches for 33 yards. So good for him. Whatever they told him to eat, chew, swallow, or whatever they shot in his leg, is certainly working at this point right now. Detroit Lions lead the Dallas Cowboys 10-3. Major playoff implications in this one. We have so much to get into as the show continues on. We're pulling up on the last hour of the show. Of course, we're going to get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm going to tell you the major change the NFL is making league-wide by the time we get to 2027. And we're going to get to more of your calls. You can hit me up, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. So much more to do as we continue on with the show. It's very, very simple. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Maybe by the time we come back, the Lions, well, maybe they will have given up some points to the Dallas Cowboys. I'm still expecting a shootout, folks. We'll keep you up to date on this game as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.